What was it like to be the kid good at math growing up?
First thing is to discover that you're good at math. I know already since elementary school, which is in America, K1 through K6, that I was among the smarty pants kids in school. I was also known to be somewhat lazy because, as the principal of elementary school told my parents, that everything came too easy to me. That was really what he told my mother. And my mother, of course, came home to tell that with great pride, that everything came too easy to me, but I was lazy, which my mother confirmed rather clearly. I was lazy. So that was how school went, elementary school. It never bothered me not to be one of the popular kids. If you would, in your emotional mind, rank the kids by popularity, I don't think I never made the top half. And I realized that it did not bother me too much. I noticed that some kids are popular, but at some states, particularly when I reached like K6, I guess I was already well in puberty, so I started to become more observant, that I was not particularly feeling impressed by some of the popular kids. So I didn't care. And of course, that continued in high school, K7 through K12. I was never trying to be popular, so it did not concern me. If you don't desire something, you don't mind missing it. Then, of course, once it became clear that I was really good at math, again, at school level, I was intelligent enough that I was just the best in school, in my class. That doesn't mean I'm the best in the region, just the class. And I understood it well. That did not make me popular, and it did not make me unpopular either. I never cared about being among the popular top half. Then, of course, one day, the math teacher, which was also kind of a principal of sorts in my high school, he just told me, you're going to take the Mathematical Olympiad. I'd never heard of it before. I would usually not even have tried. He just ordered me, so to speak, but in a friendly way. So then I started to take this Mathematical Olympiad in the national pre-round, as they call that. And of course, also a little bit to my own surprise, I did extremely well, and I went up to the nationals and became like fourth that year. And that, to be honest, it sounds embarrassing, out of laziness, I never even tried really hard, and I came number four. It is not a good thing nor a bad thing, but it is something that plays a role. So then I realized I was not just good at math, I was good at math, whatever that means. And so, since that time, since it became clear to the fellows in my class I was really, really something special in math, suddenly I became popular with many students. Not with everybody, there were always the jealous types, but I became, to my own surprise, popular. They even wanted to make me class president, kind of an ish. And I did not care. I did not mind either way. And I was kind of happy that another person finally won the election rather than me. So I became popular at the time, but I'm surprised how little I cared about this. I had now a circle of friends who actually wanted to be friends more than before. For the rest, nothing changed.